Penguin Random House Audio presents Dodgers by Bill Beverly. Read for you by J.D. Jackson. And giving a last look at the aspect of the house and at a few small children who were playing at the door, I sallied forth. My course lay through thick and heavy woods and backlands to town, where my brother lived. James W.C. Pennington, The Fugitive Blacksmith, 1849. Every cheap hood strikes a bargain with the world. The Clash, Death or Glory. Part 1. The Boxes. Chapter 1. The Boxes was all the boys knew. It was the only place. In the street, one car moved, between the whole vehicles and skeletal remains, creeping over paper and glass. The boys stood guard. They watched light fill between the black houses separated only barely, like a row of loose teeth. Half the night they had been there. Finn taught that you did not make a boy stand yard all night. Half was right. To change in the middle kept them on their toes, Finn said. It kept them awake. It made them like men. The door of the house opened, and two youths stumbled out, shocked by the sun, ogling it like an old girl they hadn't seen lately. Some men left the house like this, better once they'd been in. Others walked easy going in, but barely crawled their way out. The two ignored the boys at their window.